Grizzled miners stooped over sluice boxes, straightened their backs and waved their hats as we rode up the gulch to Deadwood City. When we arrived, I registered at the Grand Central Hotel. The desk clerk told me that I would find Holly Bannon at the Redbird Saloon. It was early evening when I walked into the saloon, but from the looks of the lager beer glasses crowding the bar, it was going to be a big night. When I told the barkeep I was looking for Holly Bannon, he pointed to a lavishly dressed woman who was sitting at a table alone. I joined her.
Glad you could come, Paladin.
Well, your letter aroused my curiosity.
Funny how you picture a person in your mind before you see them. They're always different.
I've had the same experience.
You're disappointed this time, aren't you?
Huh? What makes you think that?
Your eyes tell me. They're warm, but not for me.
Don't always judge a man by the look in his eyes, Miss Bannon.
Holly, call me Holly.
If I knew more about you, maybe you'd find a different look.
There's not much to know. I'm a dealer at the faro table every night. You can always find me here or in my hotel room.
Or shopping for expensive clothes.
Dealers make good money at the Redbird.
Yeah. That answers one of my questions.
Oh, what's that?
How you could afford to pay me $2,000. Now, what's the answer to the other question?
What, the reason I hired you?
Yeah.
Paladin, there's a man coming over to our table. I don't want anyone to know why you're